This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
No man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know this voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you're doing that, doing that you decided to do that do with me. I've got a show planned for you this morning, but I got to get some things out of my chest right out of the gate. Man, isn't it the work of the Lord that the bazaar burning down? I want it to burn to the ground. Listen, they said, oh, come and see the works of the Lord. And this is what I believe it is. And maybe we could talk about, I have this really cool Sin City concept, right? You know, I got a preacher in studio with me this morning, so maybe I got to run it by him before we get back to my idea, right? But I really believe if we could burn down this rut that is now a hollow shell of itself known as the International Bazaar, it is a heap of rubble, right? So if you live in Nassau and have never been to Freeport, be not dismayed. Let not your heart be troubled. The bazaar is really a mammoth piece of nothingness. And so the best way to get it, rid of it, and y'all can't tell me, someone burning this down. It'd been there for 30 years. How come it ain't never burned down before today? And all of a sudden it burned down two times back to back in the same week. This sound like when we trying to come up with a shantytown resolution and miraculously they begin to burn down back to back that nobody could explain, even though ain't no electricity in the entire shantytown. However, we have no way to prove that. And so this is all my supposition. I will say though that this may not be as bad. Like, I see Freeport people are up in arms and flailing their hands all in the air. This may actually be the dawn of a new day, no pun intended, if we could burn it completely down, though. So whoever, Lord, if you're answering by fire, send a bigger fire next time. All right? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Anyway, that's not what I'm here to talk about this morning. You heard my show yesterday. I talked about the introduction or the reintroduction of the shock treatment that is going to be piloted by Dr. Carlos Reed. And I also spoke about Senior Lieutenant Delvon Duncombe, who I know and I trust and I believe is possibly the best person to assist Dr. Reed with that program. And I don't say things unless I mean them. So whether he sat here or not, I would say, right? If I'm made in the image and likeness of God. If it were not so, I would say, right? And so they joined me this morning because we want to talk about it, right? I hear you all cussing them out. I hear you all saying all manner of evil. And I figure, why not go to the source's mouth and figure out what exactly is the plan? How exactly is it going to be executed? I believe that it is a wonderful idea. If you listened to the show yesterday, what I said was that I believe that the shock treatment is one of the teeth in the jaw. And so what has to happen is while the shock treatment may be the yin, we possibly need to create a yang because there are people that the shock treatment will find and readjust. And then there are people that programs like the Gentleman's Club will find and readjust. We've got to figure out how to either work them in synergy or work them opposingly to ensure that at the end of the day, we have success. And this is the only thing that matters to me. The murder rate goes down, recidivism goes down, crime among the inner city youth go down. And again, the numbers are very basic. 67% of people born without a father or an active father figure in their life are more susceptible to crime. 74% of women without an active father figure in their life are more susceptible to living lives of promiscuity. All right? And so, I don't think the word father always necessarily means something biological. Sometimes it is something that is spiritual. Sometimes it is something that is mental. Sometimes it is something that is emotional. I think both of these men have had a history of being that two young men all across the street. And don't say that the father figure isn't important. You know what I always find chuckle-worthy? It tickles me yellow. When grown men, 30, 35, 25-year-old men, are calling sometimes men younger than them on the street, daddy. That's daddy, boy. What you mean? That's I know my daddy is. My daddy in Lakeview. Who daddy is this? And so it obviously talks or it speaks to the yearning of people and their desire to have a father figure. And I believe that that is what these young men represent and will try to reintroduce via the shock treatment. Dr. Carlos Reed, Senior Lieutenant Duncombe. Gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to Unleashed with Levin Miller.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Good morning.
So I don't need to tell you all what has been going on in social media and in the media. And you all reintroduced the concept of the shock treatment on Thursday, I think it was. And there are some people that say, you know, there is no success to be had from having a shock treatment program. What do you say to the people that say that kind of stuff, Dr. Reed?
You know, one of the things that I've discovered that we don't have a sin problem in this world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What we have is an ignorant problem. Mm-hmm. And ignorant is not a bad word. It simply right. means that you just don't know. The Bible said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So people only could speak from the knowledge that they have. I believe that we have not done a good job in being able to showcase like some of the results of the program.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at the persons that come together to be able to run this program, all of us bring a wealth of years and experience.
Mm-hmm.
Persons that have been trained in conflict resolution,
mm-hmm.
anger management. When you look at Senior Lieutenant Duncombe, they've been dealing with the Rangers now for years,
right.
you know. So we've been working with young people.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at my track record, I was working with young people from 1995.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we bring a wealth of knowledge. So what really baffles me is that when you have persons like ourselves that come around the table, do you really think that we would design something that would actually help young, I mean, hurt young people rather than help them?
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, in order for us to be able to have a national program that's being accepted by the Ministry of National Security, don't you think we would have to present a plan that makes sense
mm-hmm.
in order for young people
mm-hmm.
to be able to accept and say this is good for the country?
Mm-hmm.
Not just in the Minister Wayne Monroe, but let's go back to an icon, a son of the soul,
mm-hmm.
a nation builder like the Honorable Poynet Nottage,
mm-hmm.
who was the Minister of National Security when this program first started.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think persons like them would do something that would be detrimental to young people? The problem is that shock treatment, people get to see the shock part of it,
mm-hmm.
but they don't get to see the other parts
the
of it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we have had persons out of shock treatment, and when shock treatment started in January, people are going to see some of the results of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a brother, I just spoke to him 2 days ago. He's down at University of Florida,
mm-hmm.
down in Miami, in his third year mm-hmm. doing cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm.
We have a young man right now that's working inside, what's the bank thing I'm doing, right? Scotia Bank.
Yes.
Working as a teller.
Mm-hmm.
We have a young man that's working down at Monroe's Landscaping,
mm-hmm.
which his boss said that's the best worker he ever seen.
And these were young men that according to what society had equated about them before now, they were doomed.
They were doomed to failure.
Yeah.
But we rescued them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Levon, when we started this program, we said, we know we was in the reach all.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we had someone go to jail. Yes, we had someone die. But we knew that was what we, that was the hand that we was dealt. Mm-hmm. These are not kids. These are not kids, and I repeat, that we go over there and randomly select. Mm-hmm. These are kids that their parents say, I don't know what else to do with them. Mm-hmm. These are kids that are punching their mothers down. They are cursing their mother. They can't come home. The mother don't have an answer. Mm-hmm. And because of the Child Protection Act, the mother don't have that much recourse. You remember one time ago, you could go to the court and you could render your child uncontrollable? Mm-hmm. You can't do that no more. Mm-hmm. So sometimes what we do as people is we look from our side and not try to put ourselves in the position that some people are in. Mm-hmm. Take, for instance, COVID-19. I led some good women to turn out there and start selling their body. Mm-hmm. We look at them and we call them prostitute, all that bad thing, but they doing what they know how to do, the only recourse they probably know what to do. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes, as people, we got to try to understand not just from our perspective, but wonder what these parents going through. But they got these kids and they don't want to see them die. They don't want to see them end up in jail. And the only thing that they could really, or what really is available to them, is a shock treatment, and we can mash that? No, don't mash it. Let's come together as a nation mm-hmm. and see what can we do about the problem that we face, because somebody once told me that if you're not a part of the solution,
then you're definitely
a part of the problem.
The people I've spoken to as I move throughout the inner city, particularly where I like to hang out, you know, some people say things like, oh, the program is draconian, and, you know, it's such a heavy-handed approach, and yeah, they bad boys, but they are exactly that, boys. It's an anachronistic tactic. They don't use these methods anymore. The people that used to use these methods have gone to more counseling-minded sessions, and, I mean, do you believe that there is still relevance in the program?
Let me say something, and I'm going to start off with a scripture in Proverbs. It says, withhold not correction from a child. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt beat him with the rod. He shall not die, mm-hmm. but shall deliver his soul from hell.
From hell, that's so what it says.
That's another scripture. Mm-hmm. I love the scripture. Mm-hmm. It says, chasten thy son while there's hope, mm-hmm. and do not spare for his crying. Mm-hmm. And so when we see persons take that approach or look at the program that it's draconian, understand, and I'm going to speak from the military aspect of what we bring. Mm-hmm. The military is an ancient, it's an age old.
It is August is what they call
it. Yes, August. Yeah. August body, eh? Mm-hmm. And so, as I said in the press conference with the minister, we are in the business of breaking and building. Mm-hmm. And so when you see us break, it is with a purpose. Mm-hmm. And so these young men and some young women, while they've already been broken, it is a responsibility of the defense force as a part of our mandate to guard our heritage. We mm-hmm. realize that this is a part of our heritage. Mm-hmm. And so when the Commodore would permit his officers to be a part of this program, I want you to understand that it is our national duty.
Right.
And we're not sending persons that are there to hurt or to harm, but instead we are here to protect.
Right.
And so we are trained individuals, we are trained instructors, as Mr. Reed would have said. We would have had the Ranger program from 1995. We would have tested and adjusted. Most of the individuals that deal with these kids, they are certified counselors. They're in the business of conflict resolution, anger management. We had about four of the instructors would have been a part of the YEAST program, if mm-hmm. you remember. Mm-hmm. They were trained in Trinidad, certified to deal with this. We have behavioral specialists. I saw something on Facebook, right, asking about behavioral specialists. My last degree was in psychology with a concentration in child and adolescent development. Mm-hmm. And I remember a commercial, Yvonne, mm-hmm. And so just to lighten up the mood, it said they crash cars. And there was, and the dummy is sitting in the driver's seat, and they crashed the car. And, you know, at the end of it, they say, you can learn a lot from a dummy. And so we're so excited as a military to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. And the program has seen its upsides and downsides. And we have learned from the other episodes, from the other seasons, what we have not done right. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Reed and the team is seeking now to do it right.
How much time do you have in the organization?
I have 26 years.
26 years.
Moving so you on to 26
are,
years.
You are as capable to be called a veteran as possible. They don't get much more veteran than that.
Well,
but he don't look it.
No. He's been around. And you know, just a side note. You know, I met him as a young run in Ghana Abelhan. Today he's a senior lieutenant. I don't know where he still get all this run and gun from.
But I didn't see you salute him when he came in.
But that's because you came late. The military men were here before time. 15 minutes early is on time. Is late, and late means you hospitalized.
Yeah. Good time.
Because we accept three excuses. Indeed. Hospitalization, death. Incarceration, and or death.
Indeed.
Anything else you bring is unacceptable. And I would rather you be in the hospital than to be late for my parade.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
I'll come and visit you with
Indeed.
Flowers.
Yes, sir.
So, Mr. Duncan, when people say, you know, we've got to be careful. These are children, right? This is what the general tone of the conversation was yesterday when people, when I took this subject on, because let me firstly say, I congratulate you, man, on your effort. I endorse the shock treatment. My thought about it is, I've seen what the military does to boys. It turns them into men.
Mm-hmm.
Men of valor, respect, and men that will never relent. Yeah. That is what the military does. And if shock treatment is using the formula, albeit a sidestepped formula or a slightly watered-down formula from what it is we are generating there at Coral Harbor, and I don't really understand how that could be to the detriment of anybody. I spoke with Senior Lieutenant Duncan on the way in, and I told him there were some people that I still, to this very day, as a grown man, as a very, very grown man, I shudder to think about them. Like there were people like Derek Richardson and them when I was coming up as a young soldier. If Richie came walking up the corridor, I started inspecting the wall to make sure the paint was paint on right, because I couldn't take no chance.
Right.
Richie was coming here to shell, and that was his job.
That's it.
And in the moment, right, it seems like this man must be crazy.
Yes.
But you look at lessons in your life, right? He always used to say this: when people don't pay attention, people around them die.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a mantra with which I live my life with now as a man almost 40 years old.
Yeah.
I learned that as an 18-year-old boy, and that stuck with me. I saw you posting some things to your social media, Mr. Duncan, mm-hmm. about lessons that people have learned from you as a leader. And there are things that people have obviously held on a decade later, and they understand them, and they're able to apply them now to their life. And so shock treatment is, in my estimation, about more than just whipping.
No.
Right?
Yes.
There will be some whipping, because there are some people that you got to whip.
It is
in order to get them in line.
It is important.
But I believe that it is about reconditioning, reprogramming, retraining, redevelopment of the mind. And I don't think no psychology class could do it better than what it is you better do down there at Coral Harbor Base.
Yes.
And so that is just my endorsement of it.
Right.
Now, you did talk about the YEASH program, right? People have also asked me, well, what's the difference? The YEASH program fell away.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have any material value for that program. We don't have any material way to measure the successes of that program. What makes the shock program so different?
I think, I don't know if Mr. Reed, but I'll chime into that. Here's the difference. Mm-hmm. And I want to help the nation understand something as it relates to youth development in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking for a be-all, end-all, catch-all program. Mm-hmm. However, there are youth that are part, that are Bahamian young people.
Mm-hmm.
They are so diverse in regards to what it is they have to offer, right? That you cannot find one program that is going to address every
mm-hmm.
issue
mm-hmm.
or even one program that is going to be a program that will attract every youth.
Mm-hmm.
And so the shock treatment program is just that. It is one of the program. I like how you put it. It's the tooth in the
jaw. It's one of the teeth in the jaw.
It's one of the tooth in the jaw.
Right.
And so shock treatment itself is designed for a particular type
mm-hmm.
of individual.
Mm-hmm.
The Rangers program is designed for a particular type of individual. The Governor General's Youth Award, the police cadets, all of these are programs,
mm-hmm.
right? And so what shock what's different about shock treatment and the yeast program is it is not designed to be lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
It is designed to get you to think where you are.
Mm-hmm.
In the military, we talk about, in maritime terminology, we talk about taking a fix.
Mm-hmm.
And so when these parents bring these young individuals to us,
mm-hmm.
right, it is at that moment we say to them, take a fix.
Yeah.
This is where you are.
This is where you are.
This is where you are. This is where you need to go. You're off course.
Mm-hmm.
And so more military term, we have current, set, and drift.
Mm-hmm.
And so here it is now. We will now seek to cause you to draw a line, strike a line,
mm-hmm.
right? That will now cause you to look at the wind.
Mm-hmm.
It will cause you to look at the tide or the current,
mm-hmm.
and all of that. And see why you're off course.
Right.
And so the shock treatment is designed to cause you to think, hey, this is where I am.
Mm-hmm.
If I continue with this behavior,
mm-hmm.
if I continue with this,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to end up here. And hence we have many partners. We have the police, right? We have the Robbins Police Force.
Mm-hmm.
We have the prison, the mm-hmm. Department of Corrections, right? We even show these guys what happens at the end of it all, mm-hmm. death. In yes. some cases,
so I'm a proponent of the morgue.
We take you to the morgue.
I'm a proponent of the morgue.
Mm-hmm. So you visit the stiff toe gap.
The graveyard. Right?
The graveyard.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. and so the program itself is designed for a shock.
Right.
And that shock is simply to cause you to think, this is where I am.
Mm-hmm.
While the methods may be, in some people's minds, archaic, draconian, it is a drop in the bucket. What is archaic is the fact that we believe that young men are still not disobedient to children, to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They're not fighting their mothers. They're not beating Grammy. We had an episode with a 12-year-old. His favorite drink was Hennessy and crack.
Mm-hmm.
He's 12. Mm-hmm. His mother brought him there because she can't stop him from drinking.
Mm.
This is crazy.
At
12 years old.
Yeah.
She don't know where he is. And so the difference is it's not designed to make a change that is altogether right there and then.
Mm-hmm.
Because from the program we point you into other youth organizations
mm-hmm.
that will assist you.
You know, they say one of the easiest ways to end up lost at sea is to not know where you started off from, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the reason you need to take a fix, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so what I hear you saying is that these children are moving along,
mm-hmm.
right, on a course.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you stare a course, let's just say 330,
mm-hmm.
you could stare 330 to anywhere if you don't know where mm-hmm. you're starting from.
You're
and
starting
so the problem is they don't realize that they're already in danger.
Right.
Where they are now is already in danger.
Yes.
If you stare 330 through the rock, that
yes.
rock won't move.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what I hear you saying, that the goal of the shock treatment is to get them to have situational awareness
yes.
and self-awareness.
Yes.
That I am on, I may not be on a crash course,
right.
but I very well may be on a crash course.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way for me to know
yes.
is to know exactly where I am at this very moment in my life. And I think that makes sense. Dr.
You know, somebody mm-hmm. once said that if you don't change the direction that you're going in,
mm-hmm.
you will end up where you're headed.
Mm.
And that's all we seek to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
to show people where they could end up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? After that, you got the choices that you need to make for yourself.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
The
our premise is built on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Respect God, mm-hmm. respect your elders, respect yourself,
mm-hmm.
respect each other, and respect your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the problems that we have with young people today is manners and respect. If we, through the organizers, the shock treatment, could get people to be able to come to a place where they could be able to have some manners and respect, we believe that we did something.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up and I had to be sent to military school because I went to St. John's College, which was a private school. My mom sent me there. Me and Father Strawn had a meeting one day and he decided that the school was too big or too small for two principals.
Mm-hmm.
Since he was getting big, I had to go.
Mm-hmm.
I went to AFRD. Me and Mr. Curlin had the same conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That Gallus, you gonna be the principal, yes. So I had to go. In order to save my life, my mom had to send me to a military school. When I went to the military school, I didn't know nothing but yes sir, yes ma'am, and all of that. I have no problem calling anybody yes sir, or yes ma'am now, because something was instilled inside me.
Mm-hmm.
What we seek to do is through our experiences, what we have been through, try to use our experience to help shape some of these young people's lives so they don't have to go through what some of us went through. Mm-hmm. See, when you look like at a senior Lieutenant Duncan, people don't know like how he was involved in devious behavior when he was young.
Mm-hmm.
When they see him now, they see him as a clean cut. But we believe that the best education anybody could ever get is an education in OPE.
Mm-hmm.
You know what OPE stands for? OPE, other people's experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not everybody got to get bite with dog to know dog is bite. Mm-hmm. Not everybody got to get burned with fire. We have already been through some things, and our endeavor is to be able to use our experience to help shape some of these lives so they don't have to end up the way some end up. Now all they ain't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And be cool with that. But for the ones that could make it, we can give them our best.
The elephant in the room, everybody always wants to know costs, right? Oh, how are we going to justify the cost of this thing? The government don't have no money. The economy been closed for 2 years. Where the government getting money from to be able to fund something like this? You know, people always say, check the dollar line, you'll find out what the motive is. What do you say to those people?
The minister said something the other day that shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, costing the Bahamian government and the Bahamian public right now $100,000 a week to feed prisoners at the Bahamas Department of Correction.
$100,000
a week.
Mm-hmm.
It costs us right now $20,000, the Bahamian public, for every inmate that's incarcerated at the prison.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do the math. But the beauty about shock treatment, that is a low budget program.
Mm-hmm.
Because we house the participants down at the Defense Force base, so we don't have to pay for a hotel and all of those things, right? We're using all of the resources of the Ministry of National Security, which is the police stations. We're using the Defense Force base, the prison. We're using the morgue, the graveyard. Mm-hmm. So it don't cost us.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the least or the less budget program that any government running right now.
Mm. And so you say that the cost justifies.
And I dare somebody to go and show different. We could provide records. The only thing I think that it cost us, like in the first season, is when we had to take like the youngsters out to some places to celebrate the fact that they made it through and give them a good buffet lunch at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the t-shirts that we purchased for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a high budget. So when people talk about me, I know what they're talking about.
Mm. Okay, so now I want to give you a quote from a friend of mine. Believe it or not, who happens to be, you know, one of my corner boys, right? He says, anytime you hear people complain about the cost of a school or the cost of fixing children, ask them, what is the price of ignorance?
That's a good one.
Yeah. What do you think this child is going to cost you if you leave him incompetent?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think this child is going to cost you if you leave him unfixed, if you don't rectify him? You think the school is expensive? Think about what this child will cost you in the future. He also went on to say, he said, it is funny how when he made money, the police came to investigate the source of his means. He said, but when I was poor, no one ever come to my house to investigate why I was so poor. No one ever come to investigate why I was doing so shabby. And so the point I make is, sometimes, right, we have to not consider the cause in order to consider the greater cause. Sometimes you have to not consider the cause. Imagine if, right, the Bahamas was still the Bahamas pre-1973, with no Atlantis, with no Bahama, with no roads, with Blue Hill being still a one-way horse track, with the island ending at Wolf Road, with no shopping mall on. Sometimes, in order to achieve the greater good, you got to spend the coins. That's kind of just the way it works.
Indeed.
All right, I got to go to a break. Don't move. I've got Senior Lieutenant Delvon Duncan here with me. Dr. Carlos Reed is in the studio. We're talking about the shock treatment. I see your text messages. We get to them when I get back on the next side of the break.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. Dr. Reed, I think I've spoken to you enough. Let me see what the people got to say. The phone lines are open because I don't want you all to say that. But let me tell you what they like to do, right? Mm-hmm. If I have people in studio and we're having a reasonably decent conversation and I continue with the conversation, when I go outside these walls, people say, you protect him. So did they know I'm protecting you. The phone lines are open. Y'all could give him a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And I want to say again, I mean, I don't know how the method was chosen to have Senior Lieutenant Duncan on it, but if there was a man down there that I would pick, right, if there was a man, I'd definitely chief among my choices would be Senior. I have every confidence that this is the right fella to get the job done.
So you would have a Coke with him?
Absolutely. And I don't even drink Coke. But if he asks me the way he asks,
you will not refuse his Coke.
I will not refuse his Coke. I will not refuse this Coke. This here says, good morning, Levin. It's people burning scrap metal. Okay, they were talking about the fire. I believe it's something. I don't really care. They could burn the whole thing down. Good morning, Levin. I live on Gramahama and I'm happy to see it burns. It's been a long time. I agree. This one here says, great show as usual. Tell your guests we don't have a crime problem. We have a social behavior problem. People in Nassau don't like rules, not just young people, old people too. Why you think Pookie them acting retarded? Because they see the adults acting like that and they don't know. Right. And they don't have no form of common sense. This one here says, Levin, I apologize ahead of time. You say Lieutenant Duncan gonna be doing push-ups again. They accepting women in this program. I want to know before I go spray paint Columbus. Someone here has a marvelous fascination with you. I don't know. They messaged yesterday. They're messaging today. I want to let you know that Senior Lieutenant Duncan, not only is he a wonderful man of the cloth, he's also a decent family man.
Indeed.
Yeah. Entirely in love, overtaken by his love.
21, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it permeates his existence, his love and desire for his wife and family. This one here says, Levin, how do your guests feel about establishing an official national youth service sponsored in part by the government and private companies? Also, is the responsibility of fatherhood and practice lessons in parenting a part of the shock treatment program?
Yes, it is. It's mandated that every parent that bring their kids to enroll in shock treatment, that they have to go to a program of parenting themselves that is being put on by the Ministry of Social Services. Mm-hmm. And me personally, I endorse a program at national service, but I endorse one that's straight across the board. Mm. Because if all of us are national patriots, regardless of what level we live in, everybody ought to be able to give something back to nation development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it happens in places like Egypt. I mean, where once you reach a certain age in Egypt, you either go to be a rating or you go off to officer academy. You don't have a choice. Yeah. I don't know if that is the kind of society we want.
No, but we want to. When people say national service. Mm-hmm. Everybody think about this military thing.
Yeah, because my son will be a blogger.
I don't want to endorse it.
Yeah.
I endorse in something that when you reach at a certain age, mm-hmm. just like how in order to graduate out of school, you got to go and go put in community service.
Mm-hmm.
When you come out of school, you have to put in something to be able to deal with national development. That should be national service.
If I were to chime in on that, I think the conversation, because we throw out that word national service rather loosely,
mm-hmm.
and so there are two concepts that you know that play in my mind when we talk about national. Are we talking national in scope, mm-hmm. meaning every island would Length have that mm-hmm. program mm-hmm. resident, mm-hmm. not necessarily every youth will be a part of this program,
mm-hmm.
so that's one. Or there's a national program, which is a program that is resident only nationally in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so I think we have to understand what are we asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we talk about national youth service, mm-hmm. What is the service component
right.
that we would right. render? All right. I think a lot of persons, Dr. Reed says, think about national where all young persons would have to be a part of this, and they're talking similar the military conscription,
right.
so on and so forth. But you know, I believe that nationally, there's something that is that can work in the Bahamas. We're in the hurricane belt,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
right? We're in a hurricane belt, and so here it is. We can teach our young persons disaster relief. We just mm-hmm. had COP26 with climate change, and so we can now teach the young persons about conservation, and they can now spread that message. And mm-hmm. so there's a lot. It doesn't have to be military in nature,
mm-hmm.
but again, being a military individual, I understand that the foundation of leadership is discipline.
Absolutely, and discipline is a skill.
So that has to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want it. Your texter would have said, you know, persons don't want rules. They don't want to be governed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is a part of our issue here. When we see military persons, or we feel that discipline component being added to any program, we shy away because we want to do our own thing. And that's just the way it is.
I have a slightly different approach to it. I believe that a lot of people have gone off to these glorious institutions of learning. They have adopted white people thinking.
Yeah. Mm.
And this stuff does not fit into the culture.
Mm.
No. You have to understand the culture of the people. And don't act like it ain't a bunch of black people around here, because in a couple of days, you're all going to celebrate Black People Day. You know, majority rule?
Mm-hmm.
That's Black People Day, right?
Mm.
That is what it is. And so when you go and take up these theses that you will take from these institutions of learning, I'm not saying that you're not qualified. I'm not saying that it isn't appropriate. I'm not saying that the psychology isn't correct.
Right.
I'm saying that I don't know if I have seen a seamless enough transplanting or transposing of what it is learned in those institutions, coming home mm-hmm. and putting the Bahamian solution together. I hear you talk about the COP26 national service. I think it's a brilliant idea. See this, I tell you this, one of the best minds I know. But one of the things that disappoints me most in this country is we live in a country, 100,000 square miles, you've sailed most of it, all right? And we have sons and daughters that cannot swim in this country. We have sons and daughters that cannot tell you where north is. One of the funniest things people say to me all the time is, man, stop that north and south stuff. Mm-hmm. Downtown way or South Beach way.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And those are the kinds of things that I think we need if we live in an archipelago, mm-hmm. yes. right? Our boys gotta be able to go get conch out of the water. We talk about going to get aragonite from 10,000 feet out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy can't go get conch. Right. Or the 10-foot of water. Right. We ain't making sense. So if we're going to nationalize something, right. I think a national seamanship and fisheries program wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know, one of the components that we're putting in this year, right,
mm-hmm.
is a trip to Bamsi
mm-hmm.
on one of the Defense Force boats where they're going to be able to sail over there
mm-hmm.
to be able to learn a little piece about navigating and all of these different things. So we're taking them down to Andres for a day so mm-hmm. they could visit Bamsi,
mm-hmm.
you know, and... Again, we use in the Defense Force boat. The only thing costs us is gas.
Mm-hmm. Well, they get to be involved in a routine patrol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let me take these phone calls. Come on and call Iran.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
I hope you're doing well. I'm listening with intent to the show, but nothing has been said about the fathers of these boys. That's point number one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Point number two, I don't know whether this shock treatment is available for males and females. You could explain that.
Yes.
Yes.
Point number three, I understand mothers are bringing the boy.
And fathers.
Yeah, but the fathers were not mentioned. I was listening to
okay.
the beginning.
Right.
No mention of fathers. And what has contributed to the decline of male leadership for these young boys? I think your guest should be able to explain that. And I agree okay. with the host when he mentioned about we have people in this country who go away, say they're studying, but they come with a foreign idea mm-hmm. from some other people from England, from France, from the United States, and they blanket the Bahamas with that and say that is the solution to a particular issue or mm-hmm. problem. Those persons who have had the privilege to go away and study don't seem to understand that each island in the Bahamas has unique features. For example, like Centerville.
Mm-hmm.
Washington Castle is one area. Mason Beach is another area. Santa Manitoba is another area. Strawn's Corner is another area. And you have unique features in these various communities within a particular constituency, which these particular personalities overlook and do not seem to understand why people are behaving the way they do. There are a number of issues that affect people differently in these various communities. And I also want to know whether the program that you have is available to the public so that persons like myself can have critique it very carefully and be able to understand what it is that you gentlemen intend to do. I think your intentions may be good. But then at the same time, I don't know whether you have consulted with the Bahamian people in general, because we seem to always get left out. We just care about things a government is imposing on people. But the people don't know, just like these so-called international agreements. You don't know what they are. No one consults with us. Nobody talks to us. I don't know who the stakeholder is supposed to be. But certainly not the average person in Bain Town, not the average person in Centerville. Mm. You don't hear from them. So it seems as if things are being imposed on people without the consent of the people themselves. We hardly ever deal with the average Bahamian and finding out what they think, what they believe, what they would like to see happen. That part is left out. But I'd like you to explain, why has there been such a massive decline in male leadership? I know in my day, all we had was men.
Mm.
We had the women there too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the men were in charge. They were leaders. Please explain to the public what has contributed to that. And let us know whether the program is available. Because I'd like to get a copy of it myself.
Thank you, caller.
One of the studies that we did among the boys that and the girls that we had, 90% of participants did not have a male figure consistently inside their lives. Because of this, we came up with a program called Give Every Child a Father,
mm-hmm.
where coming out of the shock treatment moving forward, that we're going to connect all of our participants with a role, a male role model inside their lives that's going to be able to follow up on them, be able to take them to church, be able to fit that role of a father figure inside their lives. Why we are at this place where there are no males, because the male is, it's hard being a male in this country, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard being a male. You know, even if a Sister Oakley, right? She can go put on makeup and eyebrow, hair,
uh-huh.
all kind of different extension. But uh-huh. if a brother ugly, but he look bad.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But we move the male out of the places of influences.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we look at the school, it's not attractive to males to want to be teachers now.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever they do find good teachers, they take them and put them, good male teachers, they take them and put them in the office.
Mm.
You check the schools right now. Most of the schools got, like, principal, and I'm not knocking the females at mm-hmm. all. You know what I mean? If somebody qualify, they qualify.
But I believe that we need more male role models inside our schools. But we were coming up, there were males in the school.
Yeah.
Now, the brother home, there's no male in the house. When you go to school, there's no male figure. Like, we removed the male because the male tunnel is the prison.
Yeah. I think I'm probably the only unwed father in this room, and I can tell you that sometimes I almost wonder if, you know, if I was involved in the making of the children. I always recall the story of when I went, because I'm the self-employed parent, I went to take my son to get his passport, right? They made me bring a one-year-old baby, which I thought was irrelevant, and I brought all the documents, her passport, her mummy passport, my mummy passport, the baby. And you know what the woman at the passport office did? She said, you made such a good effort. Mm-hmm. Now go back and get the mummy. Here I am as the father of the child. My son also had to be admitted to PMH under an emergency situation. And they stabilized him, sure. And all throughout his interaction with the medical doctors, the only question they had, forget the fact that I was the one paying the bills, I was the one who bring him here, he was in my care at the time. Where the mummy?
Mm-hmm.
This is my child. I have a passport that has my name and his name. I have the birth certificate that have my name and his name. The only question they got is, where the mummy? Yeah. And so, psychologically, I think we've done that to men. Mm-hmm. Psychologically, I think we have, as a nation, done that to men. Men with less resolve find absenteeism and fatherhood completely easy.
Yeah. I believe this is a strategy of the devil, right? Mm-hmm. Because even in America, a woman cannot, like, apply for assistance unless she could prove that there's no male inside the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So we even now, like, when persons don't take care of the children, like male don't take care of the children, they send them to jail.
Yeah.
I believe we got to get to a place where we sentence them to taking care of the children.
Yeah. This here says, let me read these text messages. This here says, after yesterday's show, I couldn't help but strongly agree with you. I'm not saying that shock treatment is 100% effective, but it does work for some. This politically correct mamby-pamby petting people up is absolute foolishness. It's like we're getting too soft. I'm not saying that only shock treatment for a one-time thing works, but what I'm saying is that it's a good start. I also encourage therapy because shaping lives takes much time and dedication. Yes. I agree with that.
Yeah.
This one here says, to Carlos Reed's story about going to military school, he should note that he went to a school to pick up a trade and or obtain a higher education. To have a shock treatment program without some kind of formal education attached is iffy. At minimum, they would need to have attained formal skills. This one here says, the Bible said that he chastised those he loves. That's my favorite scripture. That, yes. And the rod was made for the back of a fool. Charles Sanders taught me that. This one here says, if we think education is expensive, try the price of ignorance. A text writer here says, the shock treatment is like having to break a bone to set it back properly. What does it say? It is the perfect, it is necessary evil for a greater good. That's what that says.
Yes. All right. So I want to just answer, and Dr. Reed would have talked about the father, and I don't think we need to pretty this up. We've seen in our society that a number of male young men and older men, they're fathering children, and they believe it's okay. They've found it, or they've thought it okay not to be in the lives of those children.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a problem with young men or males in the home because males have lost their resolve to actually
be a male.
My father said to me one time, you know, he said, you're not a young man, you're a young male. You become a young man when you can show me that you have the fortitude and the resolve to now make decisions that will cause you to be successful. And so we have a lot of males, but we don't have any men, young men. And so I am one that believe that our issue is systemic. And that's what Dr. Reed talked about in terms of whether it be the court systems or laws that are on the books that needs to be revised. However, we have a part to play as mentors, as men who have gotten it right.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we are flat out of time. We got to get out of here. Dr. Reed, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Senior Lieutenant Duncombe, Thank you for coming. This is one of my, you know, I'm a fan of his, you know.
Yeah, but
I'm a fan of
everywhere his. Everywhere I go, everybody run up there.
Yes. So if there's anything that I could do, I pledge to you now my availability.
Just
let me know. Let's and we'll figure something out. All right, that's my time. It's Stephen Miller, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. They've got the news. That happens now.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.